Hello, everyone. Welcome to Moms Talk Autism. Today, we are reflecting. We're reviewing. We're reflecting. We're getting in touch with our 2023 selves and talking about this year. Stay tuned.
When you become a mom, you never imagine your child getting an autism diagnosis. It feels like your dreams have shattered, like a framed photograph falling off your mantle, exploding into a thousand pieces. But instead of trying to glue those pieces back together, this community of moms is here to help you build a new dream, a better one. So join in the conversation as us moms talk autism.
Okay, so today we are talking about 2023 and our year in review. Jean is taking a selfie, I think. So we'll let Jean do that real quick. And she's got the right angle. It looks great.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So we have Jean here. Jean,
I'm here.
You good?
I'm here. Jean is here.
she's great now. We've got Tosh here.
Hi.
And we've got our Shanny Shan here. And of course, I'm Brittany.
Me. Hi.
Hi.
I'm problem. It's me.
I usually am the problem.
Somebody's phone Someone is dinging. Can we make sound. Sure we... Somebody turn your sound off, please.
Sorry, I just got to do the whole thing on Do Not Disturb.
2 years Excuse in me. And we still just haven't figured out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you want to know what happens is, you know what happens
what we
is.
We do when we record.
So the two coalition chats, even when you turn your volume down, the alerts still go off. And it's very annoying. So unless you do
Whatever
Not Disturb.
That means.
Well, they're in WhatsApp and Signal, just so you know, those two apps.
Oh, because they're like can be for emergencies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to do our best to give you a quality recording today, but
yes,
there are no guarantees in this life,
ever.
And that's just fine. And we know you can roll with it. We're all really great about that, right?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about this year and highlights and low lights or whatever, low, whatever that is.
Are we talking and hair? Or are we talking?
We could talk about hair if you want.
Hair appointment.
If that was a highlight for you. we're going to just chat about this year. I wanted to ask you girls, let's talk about our own, personal journeys, maybe this year first. And then I want to ask some questions about episodes and favorite parts of the podcast for this year too. We would love for you guys to write in to, or message us and let us know what your favorite episode was this year. And we can highlight maybe some of those, in our stories on Instagram. So, Tosh.
Of course you would put me in the hot seat first.
Tosh.
What?
How was your 2023? And maybe, you know, we're in December. Maybe this isn't the best time.
No.
Because we're all exhausted.
That's one word for it. That's one word for it.
I feel like it was a great year. I'm trying to remember what happened, but... Yes, it was a great year. That's right. I started out the year. I always start out the year with a birthday.
Yes.
And then I got to go to Super Bowl.
Yeah. We'll talk about that some more in a minute.
So awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We had a great summer. The kiddos both had a great school year and Jack, of course, qualified for ESY. And, we just kicked off summer with a camping trip and we just did all the things. And it was great. We had, Taylor Swift concerts and all the things. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Camping trips.
And you got to hang out with us.
Beach trips and the girls came and I didn't have to do anything. Everybody just came to me again.
Whatever. You did so much, but yes, we came to you.
Yeah, it was just so.
It's a distant memory, kind of like enough. Giving labor, having, you know, giving labor, just like
it
you
is.
Forget.
Like,
and you're
wait.
Just like,
Oh gosh. Yeah. Did that happen? I forgot about that. And we relaunched our look, our podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some more too. Very good.
So good. I feel like it was such a great year. There was and lots at church, like lots of.
Yes. I think that's a big highlight for you.
Things for me at church, stepping into a leader position and our special needs ministry growing huge. So people like actually say, you know, telling the church like, oh, we came to this church specifically because of your guys' program.
So, oh, that's amazing. Do you know what you guys are going to be doing next year with that? Have you, do you have like kind of a plan for 2024? Is it going to be expanding more? Is it more about maintenance at this point? What's your stage for?
Yeah. Yes. We are, the volunteers that I have are so incredible. an array of different, you know, some are ex-sped teachers and mm-hmm. Some are just people that love children and even more children with, you know, more profound needs. And some of us are just parents to autistic children or special needs kiddos. And yeah, we just, their heart is there. And so we're just really focusing on growing so that we can open up two services.
Oh, nice. Okay.
To support, you know, those people who are not early birders. or those kiddos who don't like to come early. And then just really, I think too, just going even bigger into like, you know, connecting like with Culture City and making us a spot on the map, inclusion wise, like, you know,
mm-hmm. That's yeah. Awesome. Yeah. We definitely want to hear more about that as it grows and changes, but we've been able to get a front seat to this whole process of Tosh kind of, I mean, you're not the only one in charge, but you're an important part of it and doing a lot of the legwork. So it's really awesome to see and hear about this. All right, Shani Shan, tell me about your year.
That's why
Shannon's in the middle of a little bit of a stressful real estate deal right now. So she's maybe once again, not the best time to ask, but
I don't know if it's stressful or it's exciting,
it's
but it's
both.
It's
both.
Yeah.
It's
getting,
new.
You're going to yeah, get
it's,
work.
It's a new thing. Yeah.
Work.
I know. That's why I asked if I could we just do this episode explicit, like just one out of the year. Can we have one explicit
just one
episode? Just the year end.
You want to put some cuss words up in here?
Because the first thing that came to me when you asked about this year was like crap show. And I say crap show because no one will let me make an E episode. So,
right.
This year was not easy. It definitely had highlights, obviously, you know, Camus with you girls, major highlight, taking Maya to see Taylor Swift, major highlight, finished my first full year in real estate, highlight. Also,
it is a highlight, it
light,
is.
As Brittany would call it. No, it's been a lot. It's been a year of learning. I'll go more into that maybe in our expectation episode, you know, where we talk about kind of the changes we're going to be making next year. It's been a lot of learning with Gracie. It's been struggles, but also triumphs. There's been triumphs in there also. But if I had to shake it down, I would say this last year has been one of the hardest for me. If I had to really shake it down.
Yeah. Just with all the new and mm-hmm. all the things.
There was just a lot this year. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Brittany's frozen. There she is.
There we go. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, good. Now she's happening. Melted like a popsicle. Hey, Brittany, welcome back.
Thank you. Jean, tell me about your year.
Oh, okay. Well, mine is, it's a good segue. Shannon's a good segue for me, right? You know, I have a lot of mixed feelings about 2023. You know that meme with Ryan Reynolds, he's leaning against a brick wall and talking to someone, and there's just like literally a dumpster fire behind him. Like, yeah. That's my life, right? And that's also my composure in most cases, most times. Like, that's how I am. And actually, it's me looking forward. And it's what it has been is there's been, there's two analogies here. So, you know, they talk about all the time when one door closes, another one opens, but nobody talks about the hallway. You know, the hallway is a beautiful space. There's a lot of things that happen in that space. I've been in the hallway for a while as we're trying to get to the finality of my divorce. And, but a lot of positive things have come out of that. And there's a, even though it's been extremely hard and stressful, like no joke, like I hands down, 2022 and 2023 have been the hardest years for me. And it's not because of the D word. It's not the divorce. It's the reason for the divorce, right? That's it for me. And all of those moving pieces, I've had to shed a lot. It's like watching all the things burn in your life and you get real about what your priorities are. I mean, it's a time to at least be able to get, hopefully come to a point about crystal clear. And I'll also say this, like, what I'm also coming to realize through this journey, through this space and like connecting with others and obviously in a lot of the work that we do, even as a podcast, right? Like we talk to our community members, you know, I prioritize connection with people because it's also helping me grow. And that's something also that I need. And so no matter what your physical space is and the things that you have, that all can go away in a second. And what matters at the end of the day is your character, right? Like mm-hmm. who you physically are, what you emanate, what you stand for, what you do. That is it. Because those things you can strive for, get back or whatever. But we kind of get misled a lot in our lives that, oh, well, let me get here. And once I have this, then I can have that, this. And oh, once I get here, then I'll be fine. It's not, I think I definitely did fall into that trap. I can honestly admit that, like looking back, you know, and a lot of that has brought a lot of reflection to my life. And it still is like ongoing, you know, reflection. And there were a lot of highlights. There were why I'm having a lot of challenges. I think the whole idea, concept of looking forward and making sure that you're doing things that align with you, it's that dichotomy of grief and joy at the same time. And today, even through conversation, I realized that my grief right now that I have, I am grieving the person that I never let myself be, because every big milestone in my life was a cost benefit analysis and strategy of how could I shape myself to serve this situation better. And I have to own that I did that. I have to realize that there were parts of me that I just did not let be fully realized and optimized. So it's like you like that. So why that's so hard and why this has been so hard, there is an emerging thing. There's an evolution that can happen through the hard. And it's obviously like the saying about breakthroughs are through the breakdowns and shit. I've had, excuse me, Shannon, I just stole your glory. I just stole Shannon's glory. I did not mean to do that.
Is she standing, Shannon? Are you saying goal or what are you saying?
She's just like, no, she's like,
I muted myself so I wouldn't kick anything or curse out loud. So I'm just over here wishing it was me.
Oopsie.
But you know,
pretend that didn't happen.
You know, lots of meltdown moments, even this month. I mean, December is a terrible time for all of us. I mean, and I'm just, even that's another thing that makes you get real about like, okay, how over the top am I going to let myself get, or am I going to drive myself crazy? I just don't want to do that. So it's hard. And there's things that, that I mean, and I think all of us, every single one of us, there's the unanticipated things that come into play too, that add more pressure to each of our situations and make it really challenging. But there's been a lot of bright spots, and a lot of bright spots are, again, the trajectory and things that we've done with our podcast. And I'll label it as the brand expansion and kind of setting it up to be that and moving forward. Like, we still, while we're having all of these, our own personal challenges, we're still staying focused on like moving the needle forward, even if it's moving, you know, slower sometimes. And sometimes there's a quantum leap, right? And I have to say, like, you know, that me being able to even have 72 hours with y'all and, you know, Camus was like utterly refreshing and good for my soul. You know, I wish it could have been longer, but that's that. And I mean, there's been lots of wins. So even why, like, again, like for in my personal life and for my kids are really doing great. Despite it, I've also now building a village around me that I didn't have before. So it's like creating that need. I have to ask for help. I have to say, I can't do this. Like this week, for instance, Rory's been sick. McKenna had gymnastics and there was Secret Santa. I had no time to get a thing. And my mom was like, hey, I got some extra stuff. Venmo me $20. I got McKenna's Secret Santa. I'll also bring her home from gymnastics. I was like, gosh, I feel like a bloody hot mess. But it's, I mean, we all are juggling it and they all are very, they know, I mean, I help out in emergency situations at any given time too. So it's nice to create. And I, so I have this nice extra little village that's helping me and supporting me with my kids in the situation so I can get their needs met. Like that's a beautiful thing. And I mean, it makes, you know, it's not perfect. Like I'm not, I mean, the old me would have been like, I'll be the one that has everything covered. And I also will help everyone else make sure they're covered too. Mm-hmm. It's a different seat to be sitting in because it's uncomfortable. But I also was like, okay, I can do this and accept that kind of help. And it was a beautiful thing. And everybody was happy. And we actually had a good laugh about it. And it all worked out. So mm-hmm. That is, that's where I am. Mm-hmm. I'm here with y'all.
Awesome. How about you, Britty Boo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Highlights for me. Yeah. Everyone, my oldest is back home starting to go to college here locally. So I've got an extra driver in the house. I've got extra help that way. It's interesting having an adult child home. And that kind of, dynamic of parenting an adult child in your home is very interesting, but we are working through that. We're finding that balance and that like relationship again. Mm-hmm. Austin has had lots of ups and downs, kind of like Gracie this year with behaviors and like medications and just kind of all that, that area of our lives and trying to figure that out for him. It's been a journey and we're going to continue that. And it's been awesome for Tyler with his sports and his school this year. He's really thriving in high school. So that's been a real highlight for us and seeing him blossom and grow and become kind of his own man, his own person. And then Ruby has really taken. We were so nervous about Ruby starting school with a new teacher and a new classroom setting for fourth grade this year, and she's doing awesome. It's going so much better than I anticipated. It doesn't mean things can't change. I'm still cautiously optimistic, but right now she's doing amazing. So overall, it's been a really, really good year. It's just been extremely busy. And looking into next year, I think we're going to have to make some changes with the busyness and the amount on everyone's plate. But I wanted to chat a little bit about Tosh and I's experiences with the Super Bowl for Tosh and myself, I was able to attend an event and help with Culture City as well. And that was a huge highlight for me this year. I got to go down just a couple weeks ago and help out at a concert here in Sacramento at the Golden One Center, is where the Sacramento Kings play downtown. And it was a music concert, and I got to pass out sensory bags to everyone at the stadium who needed one. And I don't know if life-changing is exaggerating, because I don't want to like, but it really was like, I want to do it again right now. Like, it was so much fun. It was so fun to see everyone come up. They have like kind of a VIP, like if you have like a certain ticket, you can come in a little bit early into the place. And so we had a first wave of people, and we gave away some bags, and we were able to talk with people. And a lot of people were just curious, and they'd come up and they would, scan the QR code and ask questions. And that was really neat. And I was able to connect with them and say, well, I'm a special needs parent as well. You know, it was a lot of families at this particular concert. And so there were children, or, you know, we have that in our, we have autism in our family. So, you know, I can connect with them and talk to them a little bit about that. And then we had the general admission wave as well. And by the time that second wave of people came through, we had given away every single bag. They were all gone. It was amazing. And we had people even after coming up and just asking about it, even though we didn't have anything to give them, to talk to them, you know, about what we were, what Culture City was all about. And if you haven't looked at Culture City, go to their website, culturecity.org, and take a look at everything on there. It's amazing. Anyway, we,
and really quickly, Britt, this there, your guys' stadium there has a, they're Culture City certified, right?
They are Culture City certified. They have a
sensory room and everything. Oh, okay.
Yes. Yeah. And I found that out at the event. Okay. I wasn't sure. I was, my plan was to try to go talk to guest services while I was there and be like, have you heard about getting a sense? Like, I was going to start pitching it, you know? But once we got all the bags passed out, we were just, you know, trying to talk about Culture City with whoever we could. We went over to guest services and they said, oh yeah, we're certified. We have stuff. Mm-hmm. You can, permanently, they have bags there at the arena, and you just give them your ID or a form of identification to borrow the bag for the event. And then you bring it back to them and they give you back your ID or whatever. So you can borrow it for that in a allotted amount of time. The bags are great. They've got the headphones and the fidget toys and all the things that you would see. If you go to the website, you can see a bag, and what they have in them. And then we got to take a tour of the sensory room, and that was really, really great. What Culture City certified also means is that over half of the staff has been specifically trained on how to help people with sensory sensitivities or needs. And every single person I encountered along the way, as I asked questions, not only could answer the questions quickly and thoroughly, but they were the right answers. They knew exactly what to do. They knew exactly what to say. They, I even mentioned, because you have to go down an elevator to get to the sensory room, I asked about, well, what do I do if I can't get my child to get in the elevator, thinking of Austin, right? And he's like, oh, well, that's not a problem. And you just make sure, if you could get to guest services, at least to guest services, we have a little room off to the side of guest services that no one uses. And if we had to, we've had people just go in there just for a minute, just enough to calm down so they could maybe get down to the sensory room. And we will stand right outside the door and we will check in with you every few minutes. And if that doesn't help happen and you just need to leave, we will help escort you out to your vehicle. Like, it was, so I was like, that's amazing. Like, thank you. Like, I would feel comfortable taking Austin then. Because not only do I have
a plan, and
there's a full plan already thought out, probably already executed at other events, and it's been, it's ready for me, right? And that was so, I just got chills hearing this guy talk about all these things. His name was Tyler. Shout out to Tyler. Go find him at the Golden One Center if you need help. But I just felt like every person I talked to had had answers for me.
Yeah.
Tangible, real, helpful answers.
Yes.
So,
imagine it was, every venue was like that.
Was like that, right? And I know they're not all like that. So it was well, something I mean, to aspire
just,
to.
Just across the, you know, I mean, United States, of course, but I mean, yes. across the world, like if every yes. place was certified, you know, and, right. And you took the training, Brittany, so you know,
yeah.
like it's, there was way more into it than I even realized, you know?
Yeah.
So that's so good. And you think half, if not almost all employees trained in that. So legit.
Yeah. Yeah. I would highly recommend checking out your area to see if there's Culture City certified venues or events that are happening, zoos, aquariums, you know, there's all sorts of different styles where they are. Yeah. Concerts. And it was just really amazing.
So, can I do something? I want to say something that's important if you don't recall, but Meg Raby.
You can do something. Yes.
Thank you. Meg Raby.
Yes.
Who is now, she's employed fully by Culture City. Now she had stopped, you know, her services being an SLP. You know, she's also an mm-hmm. author. We've had her on the podcast. She secured the first school district to become Culture yes. City sensory certified.
Yeah. So
and that's not, amazing. Off the, I didn't know that.
So just know mm-hmm. that those types of avenues are possible, and to keep these kind of conversations going and looking for opportunities mm-hmm. to make these suggestions within your own communities and institutions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And then you have the,
my parents helped, you know, like, at the Culture City event in Boise where they live, and they got to meet Meg. In person.
Technically I'm supposed to be in San Antonio tonight.
Doing it. Yeah. But yeah, but they had a lovely time with her, and my mom couldn't say enough about how wonderful Meg was. So yeah. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about the podcast and highlights of that for the year. We rebranded. We have a new logo and all new pretty colors, color schemes. And we
obviously the biggest
were able to do that through a friend of Tosh, who is now all of our friend, I would say. Caitlin, we love you, and thank you so much for helping us rebrand and make this beautiful website that we have now. Go check it out at momstalkautism.com. And we started a little swag shop, which we're excited to continue to modify and you know, work on and try to figure out that avenue. And then we also we got to meet together in July. And that was awesome. We all traveled to Tasha's house, and we got to spend a little bit of time together. And that's where we were able to do photos together and chat and spend time together. And it was so good for all of us, I think. Right? I just feel like we
– yeah.
It was what I needed for my soul, to be with you all in person. So that was – amazing. It and was. Then I just wanted to highlight, let's talk about some of the episodes we've done this year. We've done 5 grab bags this year, if I'm counting correctly. And that was so awesome to do those. I think those are some of our favorite episodes, is mm-hmm. when we are able to answer your questions and kind of connect with you in that way. And then, you know, apply it to our own lives or other experiences of people we've known.
Jean, yeah, and it's kind of what just off
was
the cuff,
a
right?
favorite
just,
episode for you like, this year?
My favorite episodes were us doing having Brie Gastaldi on and doing the inclusion.
Yes,
I think that was
eye opening.
I think that was eye opening, and I think it was it. It started even opening up our community to be asking more questions, which is what you want to do. You want to increase yeah. that curiosity, because that's what breeds advocacy. And so I really loved that. And there was a lot of conversations that kind of just spun off from that. And we do plan to have her back. And that really resonated with me. And it was funny because you said the grab bags, but I also actually enjoyed adding our segments of Moms Talk Moms. of us, yes, like literally yeah. just being us. And it wasn't necessarily driven by, you know, our autism yeah. thing. That was, you know, Shannon's brainchild. And that was a good thing. And it was kind of like, gives you kind of a little mental palate cleanser too. Shannon. You know, I'm just right. Listen, I steal your glory, but I give it back to you, Shannon.
Sometimes I have good ideas.
you do. I mean, hello, Moms Talk. You were like, when we were trying to even come up with this name, I'm pretty sure you're like, how about Moms Talk Autism? I think that's it.
Sometimes you just got to keep it simple, you know? You just got to.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She's good about that.
I have to say really quickly, I just love that we had so many mm-hmm. guests on this
yes,
year.
Yes, we did.
And I mean, not just like specialists, you know, therapists, et cetera. But
oh, the community members. That was the third one.
Community members. So
that was
good.
The third just one hearing... for me, the community members. That was really good.
So hopefully more of that this coming year, more people, more of you will reach out and want to share your story. Because so important to hear mm-hmm. that, I think, you know,
I was yeah. looking back this morning and I was trying to figure out like, gosh, what were some of my favorites? And I think it's hard too, because we record in advance. So like, there's so many I'm thinking of and I'm like, oh wait, we haven't published that one yet. I can't say that one yet. Just getting out that one. But I think that, you know, Colleen's episode, which is one that we just launched, that one just resonated really deeply with me. And I really loved that. Mm-hmm. Jen's episode resonated with me, likely because I know Jen in real life. And I love her family. But when it came to having guests on the podcast, I think one that sometimes gets overlooked, and I think it's because we gave it a very lengthy title, is Dr. Wegner, Dr. Kristen Wegner. I thought her episode just had really great meat in it and the value in that episode. So if you guys haven't listened to that because you're a little like intimidated by the lengthy title we gave it, I would suggest, you know, going back and listening to that one, you know, because that one was really, really great. And then immediately I thought of like two other ones, but those are coming next year. So be excited, guys.
Yeah, I think, Shannon, that thought about Dr. Kristen Wegner, because she was one of the special guests I was thinking about too, is that conversation is prerequisite to what oncoming guests that we're going to have. Because I feel like Dr. Wegner helped draw a lot of distinctions about how, you know, between, you know, different behavioral therapies and age ranges and like kind of how to eye it up and size it up for yourself as a parent, if mm-hmm. what is going to be a right fit for your kid. Mm-hmm. You know, she talked about the advantages, disadvantages, highs and lows, ups and downs, benefits, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And that was when people do ask, especially when they're conflicted over ABA or whatever, I literally send them that way. And I think mm-hmm. again, with our future guests that we're about to have on, that's even going to draw much larger connections and distinctions and pathways for consideration. And I think it's super exciting to be able to have that. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you highlighted her. That was perfect.
Yeah. I think we just had a lot of good ones, and I can't, like Tosh was saying, I cannot wait to have more of you guys on next year and share your guys' stories, because we know that those, you know, they're easy to relate to and resonate to. And I had a really good phone conversation yesterday that just reiterated how important the community is. And we want to be able to bring that to you guys and have more people on, you know, who understand your lives and what's important to you and what you guys are facing. So we kind of talked about this because we brought up, you know, some of our triumphs and struggles this year. But what about if you guys had to pick one favorite moment from the last year? And it doesn't have to be a podcast. It can be personal. What would your one favorite moment be? I already know mine.
Okay, you go then.
Sorry, I had to mute myself because I'm choking on coffee. That's okay. Over here. Coffee. Yeah. So mine... For sure, was taking Maya to Taylor Swift 100%. Like Taylor Swift, you know, being revealed from those huge flowing feathers and looking over at Maya
Maya's,
you know, grin on her face and tears in her eyes and just like the ultimate excitement of being there in that moment.
Especially she's a little girl. She's not a little girl anymore, but she grew up
with Taylor,
listening to Taylor, you know, like from like, yes. So that's just so awesome.
That was definitely the top moment, you know, in my 2023. What about you guys?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of them was coming to Arizona for Super Bowl because I got to hang out with you for that whole day. Buddy. And Shannon drinks a little bit, and she
runs you are ridiculous.
She's very aggressive.
You're making
aggressive.
Making it sound way more exciting than it actually was. Let's be real.
It was so exciting.
And you're making her sound a lot more irresponsible than she actually is.
You have one margarita, tap a curb, and like life is over. You know, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
That was very fun.
That was so fun. That was such a good time. And I mean, of course, the Super Bowl and the experience with Culture City was so incredible too. I'm gonna say Taylor Swift as well.
It was that good.
Because it was that good. Yeah, it was.
Why do I feel like she's gonna be tagged in this episode or this post?
I mean, there's no like.
Can we get paid for more sponsorship? There, you know? She's making a lot of money here right now. Okay,
you can watch the video that just, you know, she just put it out for her birthday, and it's incredible. It is a great documentary, but like being there it's oh my gosh,
yeah,
it was. Anyways, but taking Sloan, that was her first concert, just being able to be with my mom and my twin and my twin sister's roommate, AB. Shout out to AB. She's assistant tour manager for Taylor. And she just like all the people that I met that, you know, tour, some of them that tour with Taylor are just really awesome people. And they work their behindies off, you know, and they're just so gracious. And I just, that, gives me hope.
Gives you hope.
And the vibe there, yeah. Right, Shannon? It was like, so happy.
I mean, the energy
it was like being at a rave minus people being on drugs and happy because they're on drugs. It was like just this energy.
Yeah. Pure endorphins.
Yeah, and they're just so sweet and like bracelet trading and just like, you know, it was everything minus like cuddle puddles and drugs.
Of course. None of that. We're not going to have that. Wow. What about you? Because Brittany, you're not.
Wow. The party just escalated.
I know. Brittany, what was your favorite moment?
Personally?
Yeah, it could be.
My favorite moment was going on a 2-week trip with my mother to England. So I got to go over and we did a full tour. So basically we showed up and everything was taken care of. My food, my lodging, my transportation, everything. And my mom and I just got to explore. I pretty much saw every section of England that we could. We didn't make it over to Wales or Scotland, but we got all of that middle part. It was
so incredible.
I cannot wait to go back. I loved every second of it.
I'm also a little disappointed at this announcement that you're not using your British accent. I have a little piece of that? Oh.
Do I need to do that for you?
Yes, Brittany.
Yes, please.
Excellent. All right.
Brittany, thank you.
It pops out when I listen to an audiobook with an English actor. Mm-hmm. Like I can like pull it back out again.
It was so good. Those were the things I looked forward to when you were on that.
Really quickly, tell us about the guy that you met, because that was super awesome.
One of our drivers, his name was Stuart. Stuart has an amazing Instagram feed if you want it. Message me and I'll send you his handle. And he has a child with autism, and we were able to bond and chat about that. He called his wife up for me while we were driving around on speaker, and I was able to chat with his wife. And it's very interesting to hear their education system and how they have their special needs programs versus what we have here. And I'm sure it depends on what, you know, county or area of the country you're in, just as much as it is here too. But he's pretty frustrated with some of the things and some of the programs he's able to qualify his kids for. Very, you know, relatable to some of our situations. Yes. Over here in the US too. So that was amazing to chat with him. And the best part though, Stuart, he's this big old guy. He's a boxer. He's very tough, you know, kind of like manly guy, but that man can sing show tunes. And we had some fun singing in the van as we're driving around, and he, and we had discussions about the Queen and the monarchy, and it was, it was so fascinating to just talk to somebody who lived there his whole life, and like, you know, what he feels about the royal family versus what we think people feel over here. Yeah. So anyway, loved it. But it was just amazing to spend that time with my mom and be able to just focus on things that weren't kids and autism or even like my job, my cookies or whatever, and just really explore the world. I loved it.
I love it.
All right, Jeannie.
I want that.
What love you got, Jeannie?
I want my 10 days. Okay. So this was, I was thinking about this. I think this is it.
Everybody wait, buckle in.
I know. This like this transformative moment happened in my advocacy. And I think, and this moment was the moment that during our regular legislative session, there was this synergy that happened. I had an activist and one of our state representatives, like literally call me, seek me out saying, I want you to come testify on this. And we collaborated on this testimony. And then it tied me into all these other advocacy groups. And that moment was like, I didn't realize what a big moment that would be and how that changed how I was perceived and started to create a whole new pathway for this year. It was like, I like bloomed. It was like this blossoming that happened. And a lot of things just opened up for connections and making movement legislatively. And it's really cool and awesome. I mean, it's awesome to be able to be effective and impactful on that level and to be respected. But well, you're not always, it's not about being liked, but being respected and knowing that you're somebody who's a viable source of information, and across party lines too. So it was, it's different for me. And I don't know, I think it's setting a direction that I don't know where we'll like finally land, but I obviously was up for re-election this year. And so being again, situated again in my position for another 3 years, which has been kind of exciting to be on that level. And like now you're kind of like friends with your lawmakers. I don't know. It's this weird thing. I don't know. And you feel a deep sense of responsibility now, a deeper sense of responsibility to like make change.
I think Rory needs you.
Oh, yep. It is. Yes. Yep. Hold on. Okay. Hold on, Rory.
Well, with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up because we know that you guys all have your own, you know, holiday business that everybody is getting into right now. And we all have 1,000 things on our plates and we're running around like crazy humans. So we love all of you. Stay tuned for our next episode. We're going to bring you guys just like we did last year, where we're talking about next year and things that we want to bring into the next year. And obviously that is you guys and connecting with you guys in any way that we possibly can. So you wouldn't mind, if you already haven't, leave us a review. We would love to get a review from you, especially if you leave it on Apple and you write us a little note-ski in there, just because one, it helps us feel connected to you guys. We just love to hear, you know, sometimes hearing your words, we just love it. I mean, we love your stars too, mm-hmm. but geez, do we love mm-hmm. your words. And then it helps us find other parents like us who just really need that community. So we love you guys. Come hang with us mm-hmm. on Instagram. We would love to know what your favorite episode of the year was. So if you feel so inclined, take a little screenshot and tag us in your stories and let us know what your favorite episode is, because then that gives us an idea of more things that we can bring to you in the next year that you guys want. Yes. And we love you.
And Merry, Merry
and
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And happy birthday to Jesus, right? Okay.
Amen.
As you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Also, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa.
Happy.
Well, technically, when this is launching, it's Christmas Day.
Yeah. Okay. Hanukkah ends on December 16th. Okay. But, you know.
Yeah. That was before this. But we love you guys so very much. And we will catch you on the next episode. Say goodbye, girls.
Bye. Bye.